here we are. Welcome to our first minisode.
Is it first? Yeah, I guess it is the first minisode because the other episode
was a bonus. Well, this is kind of a bonus.
Yeah, but it's not full size.
No, this is like a mini bonus.
It's mini. It's a mini bonus episode about
Amiibo.
Amiibo?
Amoeba?
That makes me think amoeba.
No, yeah. Let's not call it that.
Yeah, because amoebas are kind of weird and gross.
No, absolutely. Mm. But should we call this a bonus then?
Bonus.
The reason that we're doing this. The reason we're doing this is because we don't.
It's because we're all going to hell in a handbasket unless you get out and vote, goddammit.
That's right. This is all about you getting to vote.
Yes, please, for the love of God.
So this is for all our American friends who are living here, or if you're an American living anywhere.
Wherever you are living and you are American, you need to vote.
That's right. But for all those Americans who are living in Iceland, at least, we want to give you the information that you need to get to register to vote overseas.
Exactly.
For your absentee ballot. Is it hard, Lydia?
No, it's not hard.
Does it take a little bit of a long time?
It does not. It takes like 2 minutes.
Do you need to do it well in advance?
You do need to do it in advance.
That's right. Don't delay.
Do not delay. Do it right now.
Don't delay. Do it
today. Oh, look at that.
Someone must work in advertising. So you go to this website.
Mm-hmm. What's it called?
Well, it's called FVAP.
FVAP.
.gov.
.gov. So give it to us with the lingo.
The lingo?
The lingo. The military lingo.
Are you referring to the phonetic alphabet?
Yes.
Okay. Foxtrot, Victor, Alpha, Papa, FVAP. .gov.
And that's a G-O-V.
That's a G-O-V. FVAP.gov. Have we drilled it into your skulls enough time yet?
Because we want you to do it, please.
It stands for Friendly Voting... No.
No, not friendly. Federal
Voting Assistance Program.
Because they're there to assist you in voting.
That's right. It is a website designed by the U.S. government.
Yeah, so it's...
So it will probably load on your Internet Explorer browser... correctly, and only that one.
But you could totally do it. I did it like on something else, like Google Chrome or something, and it worked that way.
Yeah, we did it on Chrome, and it was totally fine.
So
the only thing you have to do is when you go there, there's a big red box in the corner.
Mm-hmm. On which side?
On the left side.
On the left side, big red box. Select your state.
Yeah, select your state, and just be aware that when you're registering, there are two kinds of people who are registering.
Mm-hmm.
There's military personnel who are registering who are overseas. And then there's the rest of us who are overseas because we're living overseas.
Yeah.
Which is probably the majority of people who are listening to us as Americans in Iceland. So you just select your state, and then every state has their own terrible process that you have to go through. Not really. Most places make it pretty easy.
Well, you select your state, and it takes you to that state's personal little webpage within this world of FVAP. And they tell you what you need to do.
Yeah. And the important thing is that they give you your deadlines.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what y'all got to pay attention to.
Yes.
Because some places have a cutoff date that is not too far from now. Not too long from now. Like, for example, ours in Texas was the end of October. Right? Or maybe in the beginning of October.
I think it's like October 6th or something.
Yeah, it was the beginning of October. So once you register to vote absentee once during the year, you have to do it again every year, which is kind of a pain in the butt. But
do it again.
Yeah, we just got to do it. We got to do it.
Got to do it.
And the way I did mine was different than the way you did yours, even though we're both Texas voters.
Yes, I registered in Fort Worth.
And I registered in Dallas County.
And Fort Worth, I could do it all online.
And Dallas County, I had to print some shit out, take it down to the post office, and send it in.
I could have done that, but they do let you know if you do it online, you waive your right to a secret ballot.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because you're transmitting all your information online via the internet.
You know, I ended up receiving my ballot online, and I voted online.
Mm-hmm.
I did not get a paper ballot.
Huh.
But I think everyone in this it's going to be different for everybody.
Yeah, it is.
But if you go to this site, they'll take you step by step through what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
You're normally going to have to fill out some forms with personal information, social security and stuff like that.
Last four digits of social security, at least in Fort Worth.
Yeah, I didn't have to give up my full social for this. Yeah. And then I had to go down and mail it at the post office, which was kind of a pain in the butt because I had to find a printer. We don't have a printer at home. I had to go find a printer.
Yeah.
Had to find an envelope. Anyway.
But you did it because you're a good American, goddammit.
Absolutely. It's the least I can do right now. Mm-hmm. It is literally the least I can do right now. I wish I could do more.
You know?
But there's not a whole lot that we can do because we're living overseas. So get yourself registered. Mm-hmm. And if for some reason you don't get your ballot, mm-hmm. and you should get your ballot by, I don't even remember now. Anyway, there is a backup plan.
Okay, what's the backup plan?
Apparently, you can go and you can have an emergency ballot or something like that.
Okay.
You can get that and you can send it in. Mm-hmm. You can print it off online, I think, even, and send it in. For some reason, you don't registered, mm-hmm. or you are registered, but you don't get your ballot, then you can still send this in and have your vote count. Some places, they want to get your registration back by a certain date. Mm-hmm. Like in Texas, they will not count the postmark date. They have to have it in their hands by October 6th, something like that. So really got to get on it, everybody.
Yeah.
So that's our little PSA.
We don't have a snazzy little slogan.
Don't delay.
Oh.
Do it today.
Right. Don't delay. Do it today. But it's not very, we don't have a votey one.
Well, what do you want from me?
I don't know, Jonas. I want something about, you know, vote. And I don't, what rhymes with vote? That's hard.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Okay, so don't delay.
Yeah.
Vote today. Register to vote. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Don't delay. Register to vote today.
Today at fvap.com. No. Oh, shit. fvap.gov. At fvap.gov.
fvap.gov.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Bless y'all.
Bless y'all.